Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You said the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Oh, my gosh. They're the flavor of the week. Are we kidding me?
Wait, it's the week-to-week nature
week
of the
to
NFL.
Week, NFL.
We've established that as the theme of the week, Josh. The NFL is so week-to-week.
Can't help themselves. Mike Silver of NFL Network.
Great news for the Raiders. They play the Bengals this week and then the Jets. Then they have the rematch with the Chiefs. Chiefs, I think, are susceptible to the power running attack. So look for young Mr. Jacobs to get a lot of work in that game in Kansas City. And then the schedule isn't that tough afterwards. We've got Titans and Jags at home and at Chargers and Broncos. Not an unwinnable game there. Doesn't mean they'll win them all. But they're very much in the wild card picture. And they have a shot to win this division, guys.
This is my favorite soundbite of the week right now, because this is when all the national honks are all of a sudden giving love to the Raiders and dogging on the Chiefs. And before you know it, the Raiders might win this division. Stop. Okay? Stop. Take a chill pill, relax with a bottle of whiskey or something like that, and come to your senses and realize what you see going on right now is not reality. The Raiders are not going to win this division at all. The Chiefs, in fact, in 2 weeks when they play the Raiders, will beat the Raiders by double digits at Arrowhead Stadium. I promise you that right now. They will win by double digits in this game at Arrowhead Stadium. And I understand that Jacobs is good. He will be held to his worst output of the season, because this is the time of year where now everybody nationally is starting to dog on this Chiefs defense and say they're no good. Oh, the Raiders are creeping up. The Raiders can't handle success. They have not been able to handle success for the better part of two decades. Not that the Chiefs have been the best at it either, but the Raiders can't handle success. All this talk about them being 7-4. I don't think the Raiders are going to be 7-4 when they come in here. They'll beat the Bengals, but then they got to go cross country and play the Jets. And the Jets are hot right now. They beat the Giants and they're thinking playoffs.
All right, you need to pause on that one.
But what's the record? Look it up, Ryan, of West Coast teams going east and playing those games.
I will not look that up.
But it's fairly lopsided to the East Coast teams. West Coast teams traveling east don't normally do well.
Soft.
So the body clock isn't right, blah, blah, blah. So we're giving the Raiders two wins automatically and saying that they're going to be tied with the Chiefs when the two teams meet at Arrowhead Stadium on December 1st. They very well may be tied with the Chiefs. I don't think they will, because I think they lose to the Jets. But the Chiefs are going to Rickroll them in that game. And this, to me, right now, is like everybody's now starting to they realize that, like, Kansas City is the better product, but you start doubting that good product and you start kind of cheating on that good product. You say, oh, let me try the off-brand cereal right now. I think it's going to be better.
The off-brand cereal is awesome.
And then
that's
you
a
realize
bad example.
The off-brand
cereal
is off-brand cereal is stale.
No.
It tastes like styrofoam.
Nope, they're all great.
Give me the Honey Nut Cheerios.
They're better.
I don't want honey-flavored circles.
Most are better.
And then you come back to the name brand and to the team that you know is the best, and it's the Kansas City Chiefs. It's hot take central right now to dog on the Chiefs and to say that they're no good and the Raiders are coming. And, of course, it's coming from NFL Network, which is trying to keep you interested in the Raiders right now for whatever reason. It's not going to happen. Stop buying the hype of the Raiders. Stop doubting the Kansas City Chiefs. And all of these people nationally are going to have a nice big poop burger to eat when the Chiefs crush the Oakland Raiders on December 1st.
They might come here 7-4. I'm not saying that they won't, but I don't believe they're winning.
Not a chance.
You know what I mean? So you can win the next two games and not trip on one of them. You might trip on one of them. You might not. I think you don't. But you come here 7-4 and you're not winning. So they would have to hold Josh Jacobs to 44 yards, though.
That's probably not going to happen.
The Chiefs,
Chiefs will be up 14-0, and Derek Carr's going to have to throw the football.
You said they'd hold them to his lowest output of the year, 44 yards.
Okay. That's a challenge I'm issuing to the Chiefs.
He ran for over 8 yards per carry in the first matchup, despite the fact they didn't, you know, they only scored 10, but he was 12 carries, 99 yards.
That's pretty good.
12 carries only, though. They limited his carries. Nice job.
Over eight yards a carry.
Well, because the Chiefs got out big in that one,
right? Hold him to 44. You done something.
Yeah. They held Dalvin Cook to 70-something, right?
He's been held to under 70 yards just twice on the season.
Who's that? Jacobs?
Josh Jacobs.
It'll be a third time.
He gets a lot of handoffs. Volume.
He will not, because the Chiefs will be up 14-0 in the first quarter, and it will be panic time at the disco.
That's not going to stop anything.
And they'll start throwing the football, because that's what John Gruden does. He panics. He's a panicker.
What crystal ball do you have over there?
I got my head. I don't need a crystal ball.
You had me until the generic cereals, which are fantastic.
Well, what would be another? You didn't like the other analogy.
Rich. Yeah, I didn't really like the other one.
It's been a tough morning. That's true. Analogies.
Yeah. The one you threw out last night versus the that I kind of mixed versus the cereal. I'll take the cereal one. Rich Gannon dropped by the drive here on 610 Sports Radio. And speaking of stopping the run, well, Chiefs haven't done that very well, have they?
We mentioned the Vikings game. That was huge what they did with Dalvin Cook. You know, I keeping him, I think he was under 70 yards, whatever it was. That's significant, you know. But you've got to do it week in and week out. And, you know, you can't let Derrick Henry, who's, you know, I'm not going to say a one-trick pony, but, you know, he's kind of a one-cut and hit it. You know, he doesn't have that great perimeter speed. He's kind of a build-to-speed type of player. But 188 rushing yards is just, you're not going to win a lot of games with.
Thank you, Rich.
And it wasn't fancy. That to me is the most glaring part of that, where it's like, yeah, Henry just kind of puts his head down and goes, and one cut and gone. If they can stop the run consistently, and again, they're going to face good running backs again down the stretch, right?
Yeah.
It's going to have to be something that is a point of emphasis week in and week out, not lip service to stop the run. They legitimately have to get better at it. Last week was a step back. I'm giving you I got confidence in you still, all right, that you're going to get better defensively, and you're going to be tested this week, man.
Sure.
Monday night with those two running backs, maybe more so out of the passing game.
Oh, if San Diego starts throwing the football, they're buffoons.
I don't think they're going to commit to running. But
I don't think they are either, which is fine. The Chiefs will run away with the game.
But the Chiefs have had some problems, you know, covering the running back in the pass game. So the running back will be a major factor again coming up on Monday, another opportunity to prove you're better at doing that.
Right, and I think there's a lot of folks that are doubting the Chiefs going into this game. You can watch it with us on Monday night as well. We'll be at Winning Streaks at Harrah's. The three of us are going to be up there hosting the watch party. We want you to come out and watch the Chiefs with us at Winning Streaks inside Harrah's. Ryan will eat 50 wings for you, and there will be all kinds of other great food specials
and for
as
himself.
Well. And for himself. Yeah, he's committed.
He'll put away those wings 50. For himself.
That's lunch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.